recycling worker strike over pay, and conditions Alistair Tice. 30 GMB union members at Sheffield's 5 recycling centres took 4 days strike action last weekend. They are in dispute over pay, welfare facilities and the way the contract is managed. The Green Company, owned by a charity Salvare, run the sites as a subcontractor for multinational Veolia, who run Sheffield Council's waste management service on a 30-year contract. Serious concerns have been raised by the GMB about how the contract is being managed. Around £60,000 has been paid in expenses and consultancy fees to Martin Laffan-Butler, who is chair of Greenco and Salvare. When this was queried by the finance director, a GMB member, she was suspended, as was another of the senior management team, and a third one has resigned, leaving Laffan-Butler in sole charge. The workers are angry, because they had a good working relationship with the outgoing senior management team, or GMB members. And while substantial amounts of money appear to be getting siphoned off, workers have been refused premium rates for weekend and overtime working, and are still waiting for decent welfare facilities. The strikes shut down 2 of the 5 centres. Sheffield Socialist Party members answered the union call for support by joining picket lines, and have blocked, and turned round several waste haulage wagons. What a way to run a council service. This dispute highlights the lack of accountability of privatised services, and is a major embarrassment to Sheffield's Labour Council. The Socialist Party says Greenco/Salvare should be sacked, and the waste management service taken back in-house. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 13th of October 2014, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist. Severfield's engineers strike against bonus cut to Caffrey, Socialist Party. 100 engineering workers at Severfield's, formerly Watson's factory in Bolton, Greater Manchester, took their second day of rock-solid strike action on the 9th of October. Management want to get rid of the £1,200 annual bonus received by workers for minimising sickness absence, and tried to push this through by making acceptance of that cut a condition for granting a pay rise. In other words, the employers would give with one hand, and take with the other. Workers have refused to accept this, and after months of talks, have taken 2 days strike action this month. Colin Gidman told me it's gone very well this morning, 100% so very very good. This started earlier in the year, in May, and months later it's still going on. They've said they want to talk to us next Wednesday, so we'll see what comes of that. Numerous employers are inventing new policies on sickness to bully and harass their employees into accepting worse pay and terms and conditions. There is bound to be a suspicion that Severfield's has the same agenda, but GMB members at its Bolton plant are showing them that workers have had enough. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 10th of October 2014, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.